Thank you for calling Local Splash. This is Honey. How can I help you today?
Hi, honey. How's it going? It's Nick.
Hi, Nick.
Hi,
how are you?
I'm doing good.
All right, that is good. Let me just go ahead and pull out your account, okay? Very quick. Okay, there you go. So, yes, let me go ahead and see here. Okay, so Nick, as per our last discussion, you mentioned that you wanted to go ahead and cancel the Google Verified campaign.
Yeah, I'm going to cancel the whole the whole thing.
Oh, the whole thing. Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. If you do mind me asking, may I know the reason why you wanted like to cancel the whole campaign?
I'm just looking at like future emails and stuff, and how we were supposed to, you know, add an Instagram, Facebook, and you know, keep that up to date, and website posts. And I haven't seen anything since December 30th. That's one, two, yeah, like the Google verified thing, it just isn't clicking. So I just want to find out what I have to do to cancel everything. And, I'm going to be done with the whole splash, unfortunately.
I see, I understand. Let me go ahead and check here on those. Now for Facebook, let's see, Facebook, Instagram, and website. Okay. Now, for Instagram, Nick, we actually don't manage Instagram. So we don't do posting for Instagram. We only do Facebook. And for Facebook, let me check here. We run Facebook ads campaign for you. We don't do Facebook management as well, but we can do Facebook posting. So, for example, the post that we do for your Google listing, we also post it on your Facebook account or Facebook page.
Okay. Yeah, it's okay. I just want to get to the canceling process. Hello?
Mm-hmm.
I just still want to get to the canceling process.
Okay, can we go ahead and do an account review, Nick, so that we can check all the things that we have completed for you?
Yeah, I was supposed to get like up to 30 leads. I haven't gotten one. I just want to cancel, if that's okay.
Yes, Nick. In regards to that one as well, Nick, for the Google Verified campaign, we were actually pending on the background check. If you could recall, I was actually chasing you in regards to that one. So that we completed.
Yeah, no, that's fine. I just wanted to test it and see what the type of leads I would get. And I haven't seen anything, so I didn't proceed with it.
Well, Nick, if we don't launch the Google Verified campaign, there was actually no way for us to go ahead and send the qualified leads or the paper leads.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, if we were able to go ahead and complete the setup, especially with the Google Verified, I guarantee you we should be able to go ahead and send you leads. If you'd like, we can actually go ahead and complete this one. We can go ahead and work out on the pending items.
No, I don't want anything. I just want to cancel it and be move on. That's all. Mm-hmm.
Now, is there anything that we could do to go ahead and change your mind?
No.
I can go ahead and apply.
I promise you there's not.
Okay, understand. Or maybe we could go ahead and like give you a, I'll give you a free month so that we can continue working on the account.
No, thank you.
I see. Okay, no problem. Now, Nick, for your Google Verified campaign, if you could recall, you actually paid for the activation budget on this one, or no, not sorry, not the activation budget, but the application form. Now, that is actually non-refundable. Would you like us to apply it on your monthly subscription instead, or would you like to keep at least the Google Verified campaign? We can cancel the rest so we can continue working on the Google Verified campaign.
What do you mean by the first option?
Mm-hmm. So the application form for the Google Verified campaign is actually non-refundable. Let me see. I think you paid $250.
Okay.
Yeah, so, so make sure that you don't waste the money because I know you've paid for it. We can actually apply it to the monthly subscription instead so we can continue working on the account.
No, thank you. I'll take the loss on the $250.
Okay. All right, I understand, Nick.
And that already got pulled from my account anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and cancel your account right now. You're actually the owner of the or the primary owner of the Google listing. So you just added Access Manager, so you are the primary owner of that.
Can you tell me how to do that?
Oh, yes. So if you go to your listing, if you access your Google listing, and then you go
on Google?
Yes, on Google.
Perfect. Home Solutions, give me 1 second. And there will be no other charges, correct? Because I got charged for March, which is okay. I'm fine with that. I just want to cancel it and have no more further payments.
Yes. If we go ahead and cancel now, there will be no future payments for you.
Awesome. So I go to edit profile. Is that what it is? Or?
Let's see. You have to – let me go ahead and pull out one. So you need to go to business profile things. You should be able to see it, like, on the right. There will be, like, three dots. Are you accessing this one through your computer?
Yes.
Okay. So, yeah, on the three dots, you should see their business profile settings.
Perfect.
Uh-huh. And then people and access.
People and access. Local splash. Okay, I see it.
And then from there, you can remove us, Local Splash, as manager to your listing.
Okay, I can do that. I just did that. Perfect.
Okay. So I'll be canceling your account, Nick. You should be getting a cancellation email after our call.
Awesome.
But yeah, if ever you change your mind, yes, if there's anything that we really could do to go ahead and change your mind on this one, because we really wanted to, you know, get this work, please do not hesitate to let us know.
I understand. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you so much, Nick. Please enjoy your day.
Thank you. So, yeah, just send me a confirmation email when you're done.
Yes. You should be getting the confirmation email after we end the call. It should be a few minutes.
Thank you. Bye.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Nick. Bye-bye.